There is a very unsettling Easter egg on the Polis level in Among Us. Polis is a level which seems to have been directly inspired by the movie The Thing, and is a research base on a planet far, far away, where according to the wiki, you are supposedly safe from imposters. However, if you've played the game, you know that is definitely not the case. In a little corner outside of the base, you may discover the frozen bodies of a previous crew standing around the severed lower torso of another player. At first, when I glanced at this, I thought they were just snowmen built by a previous crew. Then I noticed the bones sticking out of the torso laying on the ground, and realized they were clearly bodies from a real crew who had frozen to death. But why would they just stand there and freeze to death, right outside of the facility? It just doesn't make sense. That was when I began learning about the real story behind this Easter egg. According to online conspiracies, it was made as an homage to something that really happened. It was based on a research team in Antarctica, sent to partake in experiments focused on global warming back in the early 2000s. A couple months into their assignment, the mainland lost complete communication with them and sent out a military reconnaissance team to go down and find out what had happened. When the troops eventually arrived at the facility, they found something extremely disturbing right out front of the building. Just like what you see in the Polis level, the crew's bodies were frozen in the snow around an ice-covered, mutilated body. No explanation as to what happened or how. The team did eventually ascertain that the crew members weren't just standing around the body for no reason. They determined that the crew had most likely been consuming it to stay alive. This information was garnered by examining the condition of the torso and the snow surrounding it, which had pieces of flesh that had been clearly torn off by human fingers. This then begged the question, was the crew out there because they were avoiding going back into the facility for some reason? More information needed to be gathered at that point. Once inside the building, the team noticed these strange holes in a few of the hallways that had been bored into the ground using a jackhammer. After squeezing through one of them, they discovered an underground network of tunnels from the 1700s, when people first started exploring the Antarctic region. As they walked the different passageways, they came across this enormous hall. At the center of it was a circular arrangement of these large ancient statues depicting demonic beings along with a giant half-man, half-goat. Surrounded by the statues was also a half-open stone tomb that was completely covered in dried blood. Obviously at this point, the team was on edge and decided to head back up to the facility above for the night. While they wanted to leave, they really had no way of getting out due to a growing snowstorm which was closing in on the station. So the troops hunkered down in the cafeteria area for the evening, with their weapons ready. After about an hour of no communication, the mainland received a transmission from the troops. The message was truly disturbing. There were these terrifying screams from the men as they were torn to shreds by something huge clamoring around in the background. The only words that could be heard through all the chaos were the screaming orders from the squad's commander back to the mainland. He just kept repeating,
"Do not send backup! I repeat, do not send backup!"
A region spanning hundreds of acres around that facility has been completely sealed off to this day, and no other information was ever released about the team. So as you can see, this particular Easter egg in Among Us has very disturbing origins. In fact, some people even believe the reasons it was placed in the game were nefarious as well. Perhaps it was meant to spread the story of whatever being was in that subterranean station, so that someday someone would go let it out. I just know now anytime I play the level, I stay very far away from those snowmen. Hey, it's Mr. Freaky. Do me a favor, and if you stay to the end of this video, leave me a comment and let me know. Also, go ahead and like this video, subscribe to my channel, and remember to stay spooky, my friends.